Allied planes based in Britain are in full action again. Last night, the RAF made the heaviest raid of the war on Germany. For this news and other developments, Admiral Radio takes you to CBS London. Edward R. Murrow reporting.
This is London. A few days ago, the Germans were predicting that their submarines would soon be at sea again, equipped with new technical devices. Last night, the Royal Air Force went to Hamburg, Germany's largest port and main center of their submarine building industry. The British bombers dropped more than 2,300 tons of bombs. It was the greatest weight of bombs ever dropped in any raid. Their losses were the smallest for any recent big-scale attack. 12 bombers failed to return. Details of the raid have not yet come in, but preliminary reports indicate that results were good. And it's safe to assume that many of the submarines with their new technical devices will not put to sea. The bombs went down at the rate of 50 tons a minute. That means that as many tons of bombs hit Hamburg in 10 minutes as ever struck London in an all-night raid. The whole raid lasted only 50 minutes. And in that time, the weight of bombs was equal to 5 of the heaviest all-night raids ever carried out against this city. The raids here were bad enough. But last night's bombardment of Hamburg was something never before experienced by the people of any city. Yesterday's record raid by American bombers against Norwegian targets is still being discussed. Mr. Peter Maysfield, the air correspondent of the Sunday Times, who has in the past been somewhat critical of precision daylight bombing, writes about our bomber policy today. He has spent several weeks living and flying with our fortress crews, flying practice missions and on operations against the enemy. In his own words, he was greatly impressed. Mr. Maysfield has high praise for the accuracy of our bombing, the adequacy of defense against fighters, and the ability of the fortresses to evade anti-aircraft fire. He is lavish in his praise of the efficiency and enthusiasm of the crews and the way they got on with the men of the RAF. Mr. Maysfield concludes that a formation of about 100 fortresses can penetrate enemy territory for 200 or 300 miles, drop 250 tons of bombs on an individual target such as a factory, blot it out completely without any but superficial damage to the surrounding areas.